This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
As a person nears the end of a foot race, their legs ache, their throat burns, man, their whole body cries out for them to stop. This is when the supporters around us in our lives are most valuable. Their encouragement, you see, helps us push through the pain to the finish. And in the same way, Christians are to encourage one another. A word of encouragement offered at the right moment, well, that can be the difference between finishing well and collapsing along the way. You need to look around you. Be sensitive to the others around you who need encouragement, those who need a supportive word or actions. We're in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 today. We're going to be picking it up in verse 9. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. Our text tells us, "For God didn't appoint us to wrath, but to the obtaining of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." The Living Bible version says, "For God has not chosen to pour out his anger upon us, but to save us through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that we can live with him forever, whether we are dead or alive at the time of his returning." Now, this passage that we're reading here today is one of those strong textual passages concerning pre-tribulation rapture of the church. God clearly states that the tribulation is his wrath, and it's being poured out on sinful man in the last days. So, because of this verse, and really there's others that are just like it, I personally don't expect to be here when it all comes down. In fact, God has a firm history of pulling his children out of harm's way before he unleashes judgment upon those who stand against him. And moreover, since he is the same yesterday, today, and forever, Hebrews 13:8, I find no reason to believe he will suddenly change his methodology. So know this, God is not desirous to hurt mankind. He so loved us that he gave his only son to die, to be punished in our place for our sin. He loves us, gang. And because he does, he has given every opportunity and instruction to warn us away from not only the present darkness, but the wrath to come. His desire, as well as his promise, is that alive here or dead, and thus alive with him, that we would live with him either way. He wants to live with you. This is the walking in his pleasure, quote unquote. And you know what? That doesn't begin someday. It begins today. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 says, "Therefore, brothers, be more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble." Verse 11 going on says, "Therefore, exhort one another, build each other up, even as you also do." Again, the Living says, "So encourage each other to build each other up, just as you are already doing." So Paul begins this verse with the word "therefore." Now, that's something that needs to jump out on us when we're trying to understand the totality of what we're being taught in a passage. So we can read it like this. In light of the imminent return of Christ, the brevity of mortal life, the judgment of every man before his creator, let us respond. Let us respond in the following manner. Number one, exhort or comfort each other. Now, in the original language, this word "comfort" has far more meaning than what we might initially think. It's more than just a pat on the back, gang. It's more than just a promise to pray for someone. It's more than, you know, one of those Hallmark moments. This word means for the purpose of addressing him or her, speaking to someone in the way of exhortation, entreaty, comfort, instruction. It means to, quote, admonish, to entreat, beseech, end quote. And certainly it means to console, to encourage, and strengthen by consultation. And this cannot be accomplished from a distance. It cannot be done without a cost, without some effort and risk and probably pain in the one giving the comfort. It demands fellowship, it demands community, it demands participation, and certainly it demands a love for someone else besides yourself. The second issue here, our response to these things, number two, build each other up. The old word is edify. That's not a word we use a lot anymore, but it's edify one another or build each other up. And I know the English here also leaves us lacking, for this means to build as in a house complete from a foundation. It means to rebuild, repair, to find, to establish, to promote growth in Christian wisdom, affection, grace, virtue, holiness, blessedness, and piety. Wow. Now again, that's not going to be done with some sort of passive or novice activity. I mean, no one builds a house with just occasionally passing involvement. That requires a passionate participation. Now, that's not a problem if we're in love with Christ. It is not a struggle if that's where your treasure is. Paul's saying that if we really believe what he has been telling us concerning Christ's return, well then, in that fact, we are indeed greatly motivated.
That was A Daily Devotion by Pastor Tim Dotson of Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dotson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.